broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Sports Talk 802 in studio tonight. My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. How you doing, Big Fee?
You pretty good, buddy. About yourself?
I'm doing great. I got a little cold. Got a little head cold. I'm going to be all right, but I think I'm...
Battle through it.
Mucinex.
Mucinex.
That's what my wife gave me. What do you take for colds?
Natural. I just try to...
Whiskey?
Sweat it out.
Yeah. Whiskey, yeah.
Wrap up.
I tell you, I hate having a cold. I hate being sick, Neil.
I don't care for it.
It's no fun.
Not too good.
Not too fun. Nope. We got a big show tonight. We have the head basketball coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, Mr. Jim Melton. Mr. Melton, how are you doing, sir?
Fantastic. Thanks.
Welcome
for
to come up tonight, buddy. I know you,
coach.
You're pretty busy and running around like a chicken with your head cut off. Yep. But hey, congratulations to our school board guys. We had a big election last night, and we had, if you guys listened the last couple weeks, Jack out on the school board guys, and Annie Goombiller, and we have three school board members that pretty close vote, and it was about what I expected. I knew that was going to be a tight vote, and
we talked about it. You can't go wrong.
No,
they're all good. So
we had five good candidates.
And
can't go wrong with him.
First of all,
take my hat off to all of them.
Yeah,
because you know, for volunteer, you know, for running for school board and just being involved. Hey, hats off to you. That ain't an easy gig.
No, it's not. That's tough to do.
No, that's right.
A lot of time.
That's right. Before we get to Coach Melton, we're going to talk a little bit about Fort Recovery Indian football that wrapped up for last Friday night, Fee. And a nice win over Versailles. We went over there, had a lot of fun.
Yes, sir.
And it was an impressive win for the Indians.
Yeah, they looked great. I mean, I think that's what we were kind of expecting all year. Mm-hmm. I mean, they offensively, we looked strong, and I thought we played pretty good defensively, too.
I did, too, and it was a good one to end on. Been a tough year. We had high expectations this year going into the season. It didn't quite go the way we wanted. A couple bounces of the ball, and you go from 6-4 to 4-6. So.
Yep, absolutely. We talked about it. There was a couple games out there where there were nip and tuck right down to the end. If they go our way, might be playing this week.
That's right. And then we got, first of all, we got to give a shout-out to Paige Fortkamp, first-team all-state volleyball.
How awesome
as a junior,
that?
How cool is that?
That is pretty awesome. She's well-deserving.
Absolutely. She's a stud.
She is really fun to watch.
Yeah, she is. And then Whitney Rammel is second-team all-state.
Yep. That's awesome, too.
That's really, you know, as a sophomore, and congrats to those kids. That's well-deserved.
It's going
to
be a good future for Chelsea.
Yeah, I agree. They got a lot of kids coming up there, and the volleyball is they had a great season, and I look for big things in the future for them.
Yep.
We turn our attention to the head coach, and Coach, first of all, welcome to the Sports Talk, and welcome to the studio, welcome to Fort Recovery. Basically, have you met Neil before?
Yes.
You talked to Neil much?
Yes.
You still came up. So, I think that's big. Because a lot of times Neil talks to him.
Sometimes they don't come up.
Well, you guys can have more positives than I have negatives. So you weigh it all out. They have to come up and see Bubba and Pee.
Yeah. So, Coach, we have a lot of people listening, a lot of text people come in and say, you know, look forward to listening to Coach tonight. And when you look back, when you look at the whole process of how you became the head coach of Fort Recovery, talk a little bit about your past and where you've been and then how you became sitting here tonight.
I grew up in Union City on the Indiana side, played my high school ball down there, graduated in 1988, went to work for Dayton Power and Light, was a lineman for several years, decided that I wanted to work for myself and not punch a clock for someone else. And now I'm an entrepreneur. I've been married 28 years to my lovely wife, Angela. She's a Miss Sinwall Valley alum, 1989. I grew up on State Line, just a block over. Didn't really know her growing up, so there's, you know, it's just kind of weird. And we got three lovely boys, Marcus, Mason, and Marshall, all out of school. Which tells my age a little bit.
Well,
but,
that's all right.
But yeah, so and then I got into coaching when my kids started getting there, you know, in the late 90s and early 2000s. Started out with Coach Marshall on the Indiana side there. They never had any sort of AAU program. I helped put that together and started that from the bottom up, from third grade up. And then just 10 miles west of there, Winchester was having their success in their state runs or in the early 2000s. It was actually 2000 when they went to the state championship and lost a close one to Westview. And then you know, Coach Mahaffey was at the helm there for about 16 years. And he, you know, just I was on a family vacation driving to Colorado, and he called me up in July and said, "Hey, you want to come over to the good side?" You know,
there you go.
Winchester Union City's rivals, and
yep.
I always envied him. He couldn't beat him, so I wanted to learn and get better. So that's where it started. There, I was under him for about 3 years, I believe. I was at Winchester 4 years on that stint, and then. A gentleman, Kyle Cox, who was an assistant, came there. He was a Blue River star. He still owns the Indiana State record for free throw percentage. He and I hit it off. We were just basketball junkies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was an offensive guy. I was a defensive guy. He went to Park Tudor, moved to the Fishers area and went to Park Tudor. And we kept running into Yogi Ferrell in the tournament and getting bounced down at Connersville in the regionals, which is equivalent to districts in Ohio.
Right.
And we just couldn't get over that hump. And, you know, Kyle knew everything about our system because he was on our staff. And then so in 2012, I decided to make the move. Kyle and I talked about, you know, getting into college someday. So I thought, it's not going to happen if I stay at Winchester. I need to get to Indianapolis. I went down to Park Tudor there, which is where I got exposed to Ed Schilling, who was the head coach there. I'm sure you all know Ed's resume.
Yeah.
And that was phenomenal. You know, Yogi was, you know, the first day in practice, I walk in, he comes right up to me. He knows I was the enemy. I was scouting at I was at Winchester. And he welcomed me in, said, "If you need anything, this is my team, my program." I'm just the ultimate leader.
Yeah.
And you know, he made it relaxing for me because I was a nervous wreck.
Sure.
But, you know, going in there, I'd never seen things that, you know, Schilling had done before. He was doing third grade, fourth grade stuff with Yogi.
Really?
And, you know, yeah, the first 20 minutes, it was all basic fundamentals. And I'd never been exposed to that at high school. You know, usually you're getting after it right out the gate. And you know, so we had a lot of success there, obviously. I was there for 5 years and blessed with the opportunity to coach, you know, all the big names that come out of there. And Jaron Jackson, I ended up being his head coach. And you know, Trayvon Blewett, the star from Xavier.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're all in the NBA now. Brandon Tiasum, who went off to Notre Dame. There's, you know, I believe I've coached 21 Division I athletes, three NBA,
really?
Current NBA players. Bryce Moore, he's the sixth man down at Xavier. I just went down there last week, went to their practice. And
they're on right now.
And hung out. Yep. No, they played last night.
Oh, was the last night?
Yeah, they played last Jacksonville night? Last
That's
night.
Right,
yeah. So I, you know, Coach Bennett and I went down, and Coach Bennett was my assistant at Park Tudor. He was the Dobo at Toledo for several years back in 2013, 12, right in there. Maybe a little sooner. It might have been 11, but he and I went down for that practice. I went to Toledo's practice.
I think you said you were going to go to that.
Yeah, and Purdue's as well. So, you know, I was blessed with that exposure at Park Tudor, and, you know, I've been able to network with many college coaches. I've went to Michigan State, went to Izzo's house and hung out in the summer, and you know, that helped with them. They were after Jaron. I mean, when they're after one of your players, they're going to wine and dine you.
Oh,
you know, they're going to treat you like a king because they want you to help them get your athlete. So, I've had some altercations with Crean after a game, you know, because he was mad at me because I benched Jaron Jackson because he got a technical foul. So, you know, just a shout out there. The parent meeting, they found that out last night, but, you know, it'll be out there. I knock on wood, I've never had a technical foul in 19 years. I don't intend to get one. I believe it's a selfish act.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I wasn't afraid to bench Jaron. He, he hung on the rim, got a technical foul. We were playing a Banker's Life regular season game against Cardinal Ritter.
Were you jealous?
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, I could get up around the rim back when I was able to play, but not like he can.
Yeah, a little different, ain't it?
But, you know, he found the pine, and, you know, Crean was sitting behind our bench, and he come right to the locker room after the game and was all over me, and I just, you know, you got team rules? Yeah, so, well, so do I.
This is what happened.
He broke the rule. Yeah. And we, you know, Jerem was the team's biggest cheerleader that night. He was great at halftime, great after the game. And, you know, it really, you know, taught him a life lesson there. And, you know, the mom and dad, I spent the next morning in AD's office for about 3 hours with them. Terry Jackson, she's an exec in the WNBA. I think she's third in command in the WNBA. She's pretty high up. Pretty high. Jerem Sr., you know, he played with Duncan, won a championship with the Spurs back in was it 98 or 99 right in there. So yeah. And then I came back to Winchester, came back home once things didn't materialize. You know, the dreams of chasing college coaching didn't work out, so I came back home. My family supported that for 5 years. I drove 78 miles one way to the parking lot at Park Tudor for 5 years. That's why I drive that little white car around.
The old gas mileage?
Yeah.
Right, can't blame you for that.
You know, and then I was blessed with the opportunity John Stevens gave me down at Arcanum last year. I was frustrated for 2 years coming back to Winchester. When you're coaching at that level in Indianapolis and then you come back home and you're assisting, it was difficult for me to adjust to that once you were the head
coach. Sure, you want to be the leader.
Yeah, I want to be the guy. So, you know, in Indiana, they prefer you to be an educator versus a lay coach. Mm-hmm. They want you in the halls, which makes sense.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily always equate to the best coach,
right?
Perhaps, you know. But sometimes it does. But, you know, I'm just thankful for that opportunity that Mr. Stevens gave me. And, you know, I felt like we overachieved for what we had down at Arcanum last year, you know, with that Delta boy going out the first game against Greenville, and you know, I remember saying to my staff, I don't know if we can win 7 or 8 games now, because he was a big piece of what we'd worked on. So to win 14 games, it was pretty amazing.
But, yeah, we had a barn burner against you guys last year. I think Petey hit one at the horn. And
Yes, he did. I was proud that, you know, I mean, he was averaging big numbers for the MAC, and, you know, he was a machine, and we kind of held him in check a little bit, you know, and that was our goal, and make everybody else beat us. Of course, if you remember, Ian Homan come in, had a big three, and he was the JV guy, you know, he was getting quartered, and we weren't expecting that. He wasn't on our scouting report.
Sure,
so we didn't know that, but yeah, you know, and Coach Bayshore was very complimentary after the game. And, you know, I've always known about the MAC. You know, when I played on the Indiana side of Union City, we used to play Fort Recovery, and we always got our heads kicked in, it seemed like. But you know, you're just envious of the MAC, envious of the program here, the community.
Yeah.
It's a strong community. That's a tribute to the families up here in Fort Recovery. And when the opening came about, you know, the intention wasn't to go to Arcanum and leave after 1 year.
Right.
I mean, I wanted to build a program.
And you didn't leave that cupboard empty either. I mean, you could stay there and won a bunch of games.
Yeah. There's still a lot of talent down there. But this was 15 minutes closer to my house.
Yep.
And this was, you know, you're always looking for the best job close to your house.
Right.
And when you look at Winchester and you go into a 40-mile radius over to Muncie, Delta, Jay County, south to Richmond, get over into Ohio, quite honestly, Fort Recovery's in the top three best basketball jobs when you look at it. And when it popped open, I was like, I called Coach Schilling and said, what do you think? He said, well, you don't want to be hopping every year. You want to settle in. Is it better in Arcanum? I said, well, that's a tough question, but in my opinion, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, because I love my kids.
Sure.
You know, and I still love those kids at Arcanum. You know, I always will love my kids. I want to impact them, and I want relationships, even at life after basketball.
Sure.
So it was tough.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a no-brainer.
Right.
Who wouldn't want to coach in a MAC and coach in Fort Recovery? So.
Well, that's great. We're going to take a break and pay some bills. We're going to come right back right after this from our sponsor, Wayne Street Market.
The holiday party season is here, so let Wayne Street Market help you with your party planning. Call them for their famous chicken. They can make you any amount, large or small. Just call them ahead of time at 375-2865 and tell them what you need. Give them a few days' notice for larger orders. And don't forget about their popular vegetable trays, fruit trays, their new sandwich trays, and of course, three different sizes of their famous meat and cheese trays. Call a few days ahead to place your order, and while you're there picking up your order, be sure to grab a couple of their delicious cheese balls and all the rest of your party needs. Crackers, snacks, chips, drinks, mixes, ice cream, they have it all. Wayne Street Market can take a lot of the work out of your party planning. Just give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do to make your party plans easier. Wayne Street Market, your holiday party headquarters.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Weekends are party time at Brick Street Tavern. We'll bring you great DJs and bands all winter long. Stop up and join your friends for the party at Brick Street every weekend. This Saturday night, we'll have Ben and Cole DJing. Stop up and join your friends for all the fun at Brick Street Tavern this weekend and every weekend through the winter. Meet your friends at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
On Monday evening, November 11th, there will be a Veterans Day ceremony at the Fort Recovery Veterans Plaza. The ceremony will begin at 5 p.m., and the public is invited to attend. They'll commemorate the 100th anniversary of the American Legion, the 120th anniversary of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. New names will be added to the memorial wall, and they'll honor all veterans with a 21-gun salute and the playing of taps. Help to honor our veterans on Monday, November 11th at 5 p.m. at the Veterans Plaza. In honor of Veterans Day, 10 Snips will be giving free haircuts to all veterans and current military personnel on Tuesday, November 12th. Walk-ins from 8 to 11 a.m., appointments after 11 a.m. Call Kenny Tin at 375-2872 for your appointment. Free haircuts for all veterans and current military personnel November 12th, sponsored by 10 Snips and the Sons of the American Legion, Post 345.
We're back here with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, co-host of Sports Talk.
Yes, sir.
Head basketball coach, Mr. Jim Melton. Girls open up tomorrow with a scrimmage. They got a scrimmage at home.
Yeah, big time to get up there. It'll be fun. See how she's got great players coming back. She'll be interesting.
It will be, and I'm sure Holly's.
Oh, Holly, be awesome.
Them kids are gonna love her. Oh, you know, she's just a neat personality, and it'll be fun. That's at 5 o'clock tomorrow night, folks. Get up there to the gym and watch the opening scrimmage for the girls against St. Mary's. And I think they also have one Saturday. I think they go Thursday, Saturday.
Do
that? So, we're back here talking to Coach Melton, and he's talking about his past and how. And then we left off there, and the Fort Recovery job opened up, and you took the Fort Recovery job, and it's been an interesting summer, because here's a guy who knows nobody, basically, and you got to build a staff.
Right.
And that was your first priority, is we got to figure out how we're going to do this. And let's talk a little bit about how you went about building your staff.
Yeah, that's always, it's difficult when you're not from the community that you're coaching in. And, Coach Boz has been a longtime friend of mine, and he played college basketball and football both ways. And he helped me last year. He's kind of my right-hand man, and he was all in. He's like, wherever you go, I'll follow you. You know? So, and when I told him Fort Recovery, he said, I'm all in. That's closer. It's better. It's great. And then Jerry Bargy kind of fell into my lap. He's been a longtime friend of mine. Our sons grew up together. We coached a lot of youth leagues and stuff together with our sons. And I've known him from way back, even when he was at school and at Miss Wall in the mid-80s. But that was a steal getting him. He's a volunteer assistant. He works at Rindler Trust in St. Henry and drives right through here on the way home.
He's great,
you guys know Jerry. Great guy. His wife's a phenomenal coach too. Yeah. I mean, she's awesome. And, and then finding Jordan Winter. I mean, when we had that out there, I was struggling to find the JV. I just wouldn't you know, hire just anybody, because sure, it's got to be the right fit. I mean, you want, you know, that's your ring, you know,
yeah,
and you want it to, we want to gel and we want to be able to, you know, you need every aspect of a staff. You know, that was the thing that Ed had at Park Tudor. We had he had like six assistants. One guy was a post guy. One guy was a skill guy. You know, another guy was an offensive guy. So we had it all, complete package. And I feel like I've been able to assemble that. And Jordan Winter, when he jumped on and was interested, and after I met him the first night and we talked, I remember calling my wife on the way home and I said, I just found a diamond in her. I mean, yeah, this guy is a steal. I mean, he's top notch. He's been phenomenal. When you're around him in a workout and you hear terminology, you hear him talking, you know that he played at another level and he knows what he's doing.
Yep.
I don't know, you guys remember Russ Willis?
Oh, yeah.
His son, Aaron, is going to be our freshman coach.
Okay.
And he came in kind of late. That freshman job's not the most glamorous job. You know, not everybody's beating your door down to do that job. But, God bless Aaron. He wants to be a part of it. He wants to learn. He's kind of wanting to, you know, he's at that stage in his life where he's wanting to coach. His boy didn't want to play, so he's wanting to get into basketball. And, of course, I'm trying to snag Russ. I'm like, Russ, you can get up here. Yeah, I want you on my staff. You know, I tried to get him at Arcanum last year. Me and Russ go way back, and we used to play a lot of ball together and against each other. And he plans on coming up to practices, coming up and supporting us. He's a big UD guy.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys know that.
Absolutely.
You know, he's a UD guy, so he won't give up his tickets, and he won't give that up.
Man, it's funny listening to you talk about this and some of these old Miss Sunwall names. And you know, me and Fee's old enough to remember how these kids, this Miss Sunwall back when we was young or we was in high school. Hey, these guys, these names you're throwing, these guys were studs.
So I got one more coach, though. I don't want to forget Coach Miller. So Coach Brad Miller, he's the plant manager down there in Applegates at the factory there in Union City on the Indiana side.
Mm-hmm.
I played a lot of adult leagues with him. He's got children that are playing. He's got a daughter playing college basketball right now, same as Coach Bargie.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's phenomenal at post-work and development and skill development. He will help, the likes of Daniel Patch and, those guys are going to reap the benefits. You know, when you guys see our staff roll out of that locker room, I don't think anybody's going to want to clear the bench and come at us because we look like a, Coach Niekamp probably wants some of my guys on his offensive line.
We've been blessed with big coaches.
Yeah.
You know, we have.
Normally we can't see.
No, me and him can't see nothing. It drives us crazy.
Standing in front of us.
Ain't so bad at home, but on the road, most of the time we can't see nothing. Scores table. So then your junior high staff coach?
Yeah, junior high staff. We get Charlie Vasey, who's new to the area. He took, I believe, Brent's teaching position as social studies teacher.
Yeah.
And, he's top shelf, too. Yeah. He's a UD guy. He interviewed really well, and he's going to be great for our kids. He's sponging it up, too. I had a coaching clinic, three different clinics, had all the coaches in the feeder program come in, trying to teach, terminology, philosophy, get the system in place. We won't reap the fruits of their labor immediately, but hopefully within the next 2 to 3 years, in that third year, you should start seeing, all those results. And then Darian Sheffer, he's an alum, from, was it 16, 2016? Is that correct?
He was on state.
He's on state.
Team.
Football team.
Yeah.
Yep. He's a young guy. He's energetic. I'm excited about him. He really, really wants to coach. I mean, he wants to have a future in coaching.
I think he does too.
And I want to positively impact him as a young man in any way I can. So I want to take him under my wing, and hopefully he can look up to me the way I do Ed Schilling. And hopefully he's a sponge right now. I'm trying to teach him everything I was doing when I was, trying to save everything, become better. So,
one thing about Darian is the kids love Darian.
He's got that personality.
He does.
He
absolutely does.
He really does want to be a coach. You can just tell. He coaches well at football. He's been in that for a couple years now with my son. They love it.
He's a go-getter.
He is a go-getter. And he kind of wanted to be the... He wanted to call plays.
Mm-hmm.
My son always called him, and he said, "Yeah, go ahead. You call him. I'll do the defense." So he I think they had a blast together. They really did. I really like the way he coaches the kids. I think you'll love it.
He's volunteering his time as well. He's helping with the sixth grade, so he's doing double duty.
Is that right?
Not a lot of people will do that.
No.
He Yeah. I mean,
he has the potential to be one of the best officials we've seen for a while.
He's
2 years into it, and he's really good.
I don't like any official, so
he's one of the few I do like.
Yeah, Darren does a good
job. Yeah.
So we got our staff lined up, and then throughout the summer, I mean, and we've seen you everywhere. I mean, and you've bought into Fort Recovery, and
sure,
and you know the thing about the new coach and coming into the is that nobody likes change, and everybody, you know. But fact of the matter is, you've stepped right up, and we've seen you work at the WOW. We've seen you at the we set up here. We closed
late night. That was fun.
We closed the Wednesday night of the
Taste of Fort Recovery.
Yeah, and you bought right in and talk a little bit about how your summers went and getting to know people.
Yeah, you know that's the biggest thing. If you're going to become if you're going to become the leader of the boys basketball program, you know you got to become a part of the community. I mean, you got to be involved.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm about family. The guys will tell you that if you talk to any of them. The parents in a parent meeting last night, I'm all about, you know, that family environment. Well, it's not family if I just hunker down in Winchester and just show up for practice and a game and I'm never around. That's not being a part of the community. And, you know, you got to be invested.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't live here, but I feel like I do because I'm here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm blessed with my occupation of being an entrepreneur, and I've strategically placed myself to where, you know, I could be up here at 8 a.m. every day and hang out at the school all day if I need to.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just blessed with where I'm at.
Absolutely.
In that. But, you know, I'm a small town guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a small business guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the corporate America guy. I try to do everything locally, as Tess can tell you at the Purple Post, and mm-hmm. you know, Romy can tell you over at McSports. I'm trying to keep everything local and small business because, you know, hey, that's what our country was built on.
You buy your car off Hastings Auto Sales.
Yeah. Well, when I need one, I'll be shopping. I'll be looking at
you. There you go.
I love Fort Recovery. I love the small town, and you know. It's just I love supporting the other programs.
Yeah.
You know, I went and watched the kids golf this fall, and
about every home football game.
Yeah. I mean, it means something to the kids when they see you.
Yeah.
They know you care. It's genuine. It's just not something that's fake. You know, you want to be a part of their lives.
I agree 100%, Coach. I remember when Brian Patch came into town and he walked in and he went to everything. I mean, and I told him, I said, that'll pay off. I said, I'm guaranteeing.
Yeah.
And my son at the time was a sixth grader. And I said, they'll run through the walls for you. I said, when they get to be older, I said, they're going to run through walls. And I feel like you're going to be the same way.
Yeah.
I just feel like them kids, they just love that. I mean, that's big when you look out and the head coach is there. It's like, what's the head coach doing here? You know,
right.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
You got So we got our staff. We talked about our summer, and now let's talk a little bit about your coaching philosophies. We had a little session after a football game inside Bowling Alley, and it's a little your philosophy is a little different than the previous coaches. And one thing that you'll never apologize for our kids playing hard and working hard. And I think that's something that we need,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And when I look back at our kids are going to have to work hard because that's, but they're going to love it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm going to rewind back to the 80s when we were in school. And anybody that's listening out there that's an opponent of Fort Recovery, whether you're across the state line at Jay County or down at Mississinewall or up at Parkway, they know that when they play Fort Recovery, you better bring it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be physical.
Yep.
And they're going to play hard, just like you said. And you know, so that's already here. But I'm looking to tap other, you know, I'm looking to tap every ounce, you know, that I can out of these guys. But then teach them techniques.
Yeah.
Different, you know, there's fundamentals and different techniques that they've probably not seen or been exposed to that will take them to the next level, to where we want to get.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm a defensive guy first, which I've told you guys that.
Yeah.
I'm defensive.
Yep.
minded. You know, I've set records everywhere I've went. I don't know what the records are at Fort Recovery. I'm going to be trying to find, I'm going to figure it out and put it up on the wall because we're going to chase it.
Yeah.
You know, whatever that defensive average is or the minimum given up in a game, we're going after that because, you know, you guys know basketball, you called them, you've seen hundreds of games over the years. Mm-hmm. There's nights where the ball's not going in the hoop.
Yeah.
So you better pack that defense because it's going, you know, defense, rebounding, and you know, not turning the ball over. If you take care of those three areas of the game, you should be in the game.
Yeah. So football was over last Friday.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know the rules on what Fort Recovery is. I think it's a week off or whatever it is. So how is that? How many days have they got off? Are they off? Have you got any football players yet?
My understanding is 5 days. Okay. That they get to rest their bodies, reset, you know.
Half staff, 5 days.
Basically. Well, it's optional. You know, some guys can come in if they felt great after Friday night again, you know, down there at Versailles, and they didn't feel banged up and they wanted to get right back at it. The OHSA, the rules are on the OHSA, they can come back in the next day.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, I'm okay with it too. Sometimes it's okay, you know.
Need a little break.
Somebody that got beat up, you know, Gavin Toby was carrying the load and he got tackled a bunch.
Yeah.
I mean, my son played football at Winchester just 2 years ago. He carried the ball in one game, 44 carries.
Yeah.
And set a school record. And he was, I remember him coming home that night and he was just beat up, bruised.
I bet too.
You know, so I get it. I understand. They need some time, you know, not just physically. Mentally,
mm-hmm.
You know, mentally they need a reset. So, you know, we're getting some guys in. They're filtering in, and you know, come Friday, you know, that you know, grace period's over, and we'll have everybody in there, and it's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, time to go.
We're gonna take a break. It is 8:35. Let's see. Buckeyes play UC tonight. Should be a good one. What a great opener that is.
That is a good opener.
Yeah, so that game's on, I think it's on Fox Sports 1 tonight.
Looking forward to seeing
177 on your cable TV.
Bob, do you know, I think I heard something the other day that the Buckeyes and Cincinnati haven't played a regular season basketball game in decades.
Yeah, that's probably right.
You heard?
Could be.
Yeah. I was thinking like 70 years or something.
Home. Yeah, I'm sure it's been a while.
That seems crazy, but yeah.
That's a great stat, Neil.
Thanks. I just thought maybe you probably knew that one.
Yeah. No, I didn't, but you're on it.
I was giving you a chance.
You are on your game, Neil.
I might have heard it wrong.
How smart are you, Neil?
My IQ is almost...
It's pretty high.
It's almost in triple digits.
Let me ask you a question.
That's big.
Daylight savings time.
Saving time.
Yeah, daylight saving time.
Thank you.
Where did that come from? I'm going to just call you out here.
Well, I don't know. My understanding
is... You know, Coach?
It's farmers. Farmers needed the extra hour in the evening of daylight to do their work.
I'm out. I'm with Fee.
Okay, so Ben Franklin was the one who originally brought it over.
When he brought it up.
When he was flying
And his idea came from France.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's where this came. Daylight saving time came from.
Oh, okay.
It was for the farmers in France need more time to milk in the mornings. So that's why they did this. So
in the morning?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Because you had lighter for milk in the morning. So the reason that there is this is for the farmers. So all you people complain about, you're mad, it's for the farmers.
Well, back in Ben Franklin's day, every town, every little whipstitch, they could make their own time. Some of them were...
Maybe you didn't hear me. The farmers.
Well, hey, I do got
the American farmer. What you got?
You're backwards with the milking in the morning.
I got the last time Cincinnati and Ohio State played last year.
During the regular season.
In the regular season?
Regular season last
year.
Who?
Dave Blockberger.
Neil, you're an idiot.
Well, I did. I said I thought I heard it. And I was asking if you had heard that. I asked if you
had
heard
it. Was it in a tournament?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, they played each other in the tournament.
See, Block, he might be blowing stuff. I mean, Block thinks he knows everything, but he ain't very smart either.
I don't know.
How about the opening kickoff or the opening playoff game? Anna at Minster.
Ooh.
How great is that game?
That is some kind of game.
That's a state championship game. First round of the playoff.
First round of playoff.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's terrible.
And New Bremen plays at New Miami.
Yeah.
And then they'll play Lima Perry, probably.
Yeah.
And Anna is playing Minster. Yeah, that's my soapbox. I'm let's take a break. I'm pay ready. Some bills. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Lee Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Chevy Malibu, which has remote start, backup camera, navigation, and only asking $13,900. Hastings also has a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive. It has heated seats, remote start, backup camera, only 29,000 miles, and asking $19,400. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, and test drive our selections at Hastings. Also, get your vehicle ready for winter driving ahead.
Season tickets for the 2019-2020 basketball season are being sold in the high school office from 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. on days that school is in session. And they have extended hours this year. They will also be selling tickets this Thursday evening, the 7th, and next Thursday evening, the 14th, until 7 p.m. Last year's boys' season ticket holders will have until Wednesday, November 20th, to get their reserve seat season tickets. After November 20th, anyone not having a reserve seat or wanting a different seat for the boys' games can go to the high school office and see what seats are available for purchase. Season tickets for the boys' home games are $55 for reserve seats for adults, and student season tickets are $35. If children sit in the reserve seat area, they must also have a reserve seat season ticket because all lower-level seats are reserve season tickets. And if you're 65 or older, they offer a senior citizen's annual all-sports pass for only $25 that's good for both boys' and girls' home junior high and high school games, but it does not include a reserve seat for the boys' home varsity games. Season tickets for the girls' home games are the same as for the boys, except there will be no reserve seats, $55 for adults and $35 for students. Tickets for the high school girls' basketball games will be $6 for adults and $4 for students at the door, since there will be no presale tickets for the girls' games. There will be presale tickets available for most boys' games, and they will be $6 for adults and $4 for students. All tickets at the door for the boys' games will be $7. For the junior high basketball games, they're selling a winter sports pass that's good for all girls' and boys' home basketball games and are only $15 for adults and $10 for students. Tickets for the junior high girls' and boys' basketball games will also be available at the door and are $3 for adults and $2 for students. Basketball season is coming soon, so get to the high school office now to get your basketball season tickets.
Hey, welcome back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. We're right back here with Coach Melton. And Coach, you got a fundraiser coming up November 23rd. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's our chicken dinner, pork chop dinner. We're starting the first annual tribe night. So it's meet the teens night, you know, 7th all the way through the varsity. Saturday, November 23rd. There are tickets on sale. See our student athletes or coaches. We can get you those tickets. They're $8 each.
Come in, eat a little bit.
Go preview the squads. Inter squad scrimmage for they'll play one half.
Well, that'd be good. And then you can get a pork chop or you can get a chicken.
Yep, either one. Pork chops are phenomenal.
Who's doing those things for you?
They're as good as my grandma's.
Judy Longnecker, I believe she's from New Weston. She's been doing it for years.
She's a pork chop king.
I like it.
That'd be good. So that'd be good on the 23rd, and we'll have a meet the team night, and I'm sure Coach will be up there. And you had parents' night last night, which you met with all the parents, good turnout. Everything go good?
Yep, everything was great, smooth. We were in and out in an hour, and you know it was great. You know, I had a lot of, you know, preparing for one of those meetings, it took, you know, there was a lot of time involved, sure. Mm-hmm. Making copies and making sure everything's punctual and it's the way you want it. And, you know, it went really well.
Yeah. Good.
Yep.
You got, and it's good that you know, we used that in Arcanum last year and we played you guys and you know what we have and you've seen our JV team you're a Jones, and if anybody don't know anybody about this, this guy is a basketball junkie. And we set out the bowl now the other night, and we after the football game, and we talked a little bit. And you pretty much watched about every tape of last year's team, and you know a lot about the kids coming up, and you said some really nice things about offensively, but one thing that you did say, and you said, you know, we got to get after it defensively, and your philosophy as you talked about is, well, we're gonna learn how to play defense.
Yep, we are. We're going to spend a lot of time on it. You know, I've done it before. 2 hour practice. I've spent a whole 2 hours on defense. If I'm not satisfied, you know, and it might be a little bit of a culture shock for everyone. But, you know, we're going to get after people. You know, so our opponents in the MAC, they better take note that be ready because we're going to be playing some defense. You know, I don't know it's going to be that Teagle ball across the state used to be. It's not that.
Right.
Because I still want to play fast and score. You know, I want to be, you know, I don't know that I want to put numbers out there and then get hung by them, but, you know, I want to be scoring in the 60s and holding people in the 40s. I mean, realistically, that's what you shoot for.
That's perfect.
So.
Yeah, you talk about Teagle. Teagle, you know, he had to play that kind of ball because of his opponents, you know, when you're, you know, and I take my hat off to him, and he actually... He kind of brought that in from Baumhole, who they played the Huntingtons, they played the Anderson Highlands, they played them teams.
These teams were phenomenal.
The only way they can compete is they had to play hard defense. They had to make every possession count.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Slow the game down.
Yeah. And that's why they had a chance to win every game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, one thing about basketball, it's not rocket science.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, your possessions are, you got to keep track of them. You know, you got to make every possession count, and you got to handle the basketball. And when you look at this year's team, you got comeback coach, and you have a nice nucleus.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to brag on them a little bit. You know, I'm not trying to put the cart in front of the horse, you know, but I brag around Winchester, and you know, so I'm bragging all over Randolph County about what we have up here. And you know, I even tried to schedule a scrimmage because Winchester's going to be really good this year. They got a 6'7 kid that's getting looks. He actually had a visit at Ohio State today.
Really?
Nice player. I personal trained him for one summer, and he's getting D1 looks. Yeah. He's going to Toledo, UD. I mean, he's getting some looks, but I tried to get him to come up and scrim us in June, and they didn't want no part of us. They were, you know, of course, they don't want to go back around town. I have Jim Melton and them Fort Recovery guys. They just put it to us, you know, and I would have enjoyed every moment of that. But, but yeah, we got, you know, we've got a lot of pieces here, but, you know, talk is talk. They got to put the work in and get, you know, we can on paper.
It looks good.
It looks good, but that's just what it is. It's on paper. We'll see.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to have to come in and work hard.
Yeah.
You know, and get after it.
Scrimmage wise, coach. I know that we have a scrimmage at
National Trail. Mike Harrison, good friend of mine, head coach down there. He does a great job. His son, Cameron's a nice player. He's got a nice team coming back, and I felt like that would be a good test for us. I didn't want to, you know, play a doormat by any stretch. Right. So I wanted to play somebody decent that wasn't from our area, so to speak. They're down there in northern Preble County, and he's not going to share the film. You know, we made an agreement, or I wouldn't have scrimmaged him, to not share the film with the Versailles or the St. Mary's. So, you know, because I'm new. They don't know anything about me right now.
Yeah.
And that's the way I want it for, you know. I want to be hard to scout. And
take every advantage you got.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, every advantage. So, you know, that's on November 16th, I believe. I think that's when it is. We're down there. And I only scheduled one, plus our inner squad. But, you know, it's our first year. Year two, we'll add a second one. Year three, we'll get a third one. But it's about us right now.
Yeah, you know, it's all about the system and getting that in and understand that. You look at our scrimmage and our schedule, and you know, we open up with five home games, and we open up with our first MAC game as Versailles, and And you know, that is a game that we have, you know, that's a big game when you look at them. Because in the season this year, in the way the MAC is set up, a lot of teams lost a lot of players. One team that didn't lose anybody was Versailles. They have they got four starters back. They have a nice little point guard. And that is going to be a big home opener for their league.
Yep. Stallman. And, you know, Coach does a nice job down there. I mean, he
does.
You know, I think everybody felt like they might be down a little bit last year going into it, younger maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, after was the Arns kid or the left there. But, you know, he did a great job. I watched them down at UD in the tournament last year, and I thought his staff done a phenomenal job with those kids.
They're winners. Versailles are great. Yeah. They learn how
it's
to win.
It's going
to
be a challenge. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
And we open up with five home games. First game is I think it's St. Mary's.
St. Mary's.
That's probably on like the 30th. That could probably.
29th. Black 29th. Friday.
Yep. Black Friday. I ain't going to be there. I got shopping.
Me and Neil's going to buy some shirts.
Yeah. They do that on Thanksgiving now.
Oh, is that what it is? They change it all around.
Or you could just go Cyber Monday and stay home.
I might do that. Or I just say, screw it, and I'll be it. Yeah, I'm going to watch some basketball.
I like it.
So we open up on Friday at St. Mary's. We're going to get the schedule out sooner. You got it, Neil?
Neil's got it.
This guy, I'll tell you, I gave him a hard time. I love him.
Stat.
Neil, I love you.
Yeah, he's stat.
So we got St. Mary's, and they could very well be in the playoffs, football.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are in.
They're in. They could win their first one, too.
So if they win their first game,
we're out. We won't play
that game.
They get the winner of Wapak and Trotwood Madison.
Who do they play first game? You say they're going to win?
I think they're going to win.
I knew that.
I decided they would win. But
I thought they were going to win.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, let's see.
But I don't know about Wapak. Wapak was 9-1, and Trotwood Madison was 7-3. But, you know, they're skewed their schedule. They're probably playing some tough teams down there in Dayton. So.
But you look at this, and let's say that game's canceled, then we're opening with a MAC game for sales.
Yeah, it's not ideal, but
no, it's not. But it's at home.
The thing I like about it gives me another week to get ready.
Yeah.
You know, because I want to play fast. I want to get after people. I don't want to give it away what we're going to do, you know, but you're going to see a different style. Yeah. Even different because I have the personnel than what you saw in that Arcanum game. I have more horses here. I have some athletes. I can now do the things that I wanted to do that I couldn't do from a personnel standpoint. Yeah. And I'm super excited. That's why I can't get any sleep right now because I'm trying to figure out which direction I want to go and how to tear people apart. But
they're at Franklin.
Yeah, Franklin. 9-1.
Franklin.
Yeah, you know where that's at? Where's Franklin? I'll give you $10.
Franklin.
I'm going to guess it's Franklin County.
No.
But I don't really know where that
south
is.
South of Dayton.
I know where it's at, and I'm an Indiana guy.
Ain't that something? These guys. Huh?
Dayton?
South of Dayton.
South of Dayton, Almost Cincinnati.
Actually, I'm going over our schedule here. And then we got Parkway, we got Jay County, which is always a war. And then we got Parkway, and Parkway is a sleeper.
Yes.
They're a sleeper.
They got some good, decent athletes up
there. Damn right. Uses got his boy playing, and he's going to be a nice player.
Yeah. Coach's boy. Okay.
He's a strong, good, strong kid, yes.
And then, folks, we got the Crestview Knights coming in, and that is a great game to play.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, they got the kid that's signed to Ohio State. They're defending state champions, and we got them back on the schedule this year.
6'10",
Kalen Etzler, is that his name?
Kalen, I think, Big boy.
Yeah, bring him on. Our schedule is just beautiful. I mean, it is absolutely beautiful. And nobody knew it don't look like. We finish off again with Van Buren at home and Tyler, so that'd be a great game.
That'd be a perfect game.
You don't see very many doormats on there, do you?
No,
that's a gauntlet of a schedule.
We got a little stretch there at St. Henry, at Shawnee, at New Bremen, Fort Laramie.
I'm excited for the venues. You know, I've not been in all these different, you know, schools.
Oh, you'll love some of these.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I've seen some on film. It's like, I can't wait to get in there.
And you're going to love Fort Recovery. We have a tremendous following, and the kids are into it. And it's just going to be, I can't wait. I mean, we're basketball nuts.
Yeah, it's fun.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. You got, you talk a little bit about your support group with the wife and the kids. And are they around? Your boys, where are they at?
Yeah. My boys, so my oldest, Marcus, lives in Union City. Just moved there from Winchester. He works at WNMA.
Got some sort of ghost in our soundboard. That happened to the to the boys on Monday night. Not sure.
So we're back on?
Yep. I knew which button to push, and Jordan had no idea, of course, because it never happened to him before. We'll get that fixed.
All right, good job. We falling apart?
I'm not, but the board is.
All right. Well, we got to get some money.
Yeah. Well, we'll just steal some money. No, I won't even say that.
All right, we won't. So anyway, getting back to your son.
My oldest son, Marcus, works at W&M Manufacturing there across from the fairgrounds in Portland. They make casket parts, automotive parts. He's a supervisor, runs his own paint coat department. And then my middle son works there and works for him. He's one of the paint coat operators. And then my youngest son works for Silvertown in Winchester.
Oh, good.
Winchester.
So they'll probably see them sit me on the old bench.
Oh, absolutely.
You'll see all three of them.
Yeah, oh, yeah. My wife, she won't miss too many of them either. You know, she's a basketball nut, too. She played softball, basketball, and, you know, volleyball. She was a three-sport athlete at Cinewall. So.
Yeah. You know, we set out, had a little conversation. We talked a little bit about your growing up and playing basketball. And for all the old-timers out there, and they're like Donnie Workamp is listening, and you remember Vince Miller. And he was a hell of a player at Union City. And we beat you guys up here.
Yeah.
And that was a game that the cops had to, I remember the cops.
Cloyce Miller, Vince's dad, kind of come unglued.
Wasn't too happy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that game.
Yeah, that's right. You were the point guard, wasn't you?
No. I was a JV guy then.
Okay.
I was a JV guy. I was a guy that had to guard Vince Miller in practice. So, I would dress but not play.
Hey, Vince Miller could play.
Because there was a lot of horses ahead of us. I was a sophomore. He was a senior.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't good enough to play with that group. I was good enough to bang on them in practice.
Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun this year, and you guys are going to love the style that Coach has and his personality, and especially all you basketball junkies out there. We're going to have a hell of a time this year, Coach. And when you look at your numbers, you've had a few meetings. What's your numbers look like?
Well, we started out with 26. We're down to 23 now. You know, our numbers are great. I was just talking to the head coach at Winchester. He only has 22, and they're a Division III school, a big Division III.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's encouraging to know that we had some pretty solid numbers. And, you know, we'll have a C team or a freshman team. It'll be a freshman team.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got enough for three teams. So, and it'll be competitive. And, it's been, I'm excited. I can't sleep right now.
Well, I got a few texts here. First of all, I got this text from Brad Evers. Any chance of giving a shout out to the Traveling Tribe? Their German supper.
That's right. That's coming up.
It's December 14th, and that'll be, I think that's probably during the basketball game.
Yeah, we'll announce that during the year.
And, Neil, you got the schedule there? Who we play that night?
I got that back, didn't I? Sorry. December 14th is, that's at home versus Crestview.
Oh, that'd be a great one. Sausage and sauerkraut.
Yep. Yeah. And Brad, if you would email me details, and we'll do a promo for that, and we'll run that all the time.
Yep. And that's mashed potatoes, but I don't like sauerkraut. You sauerkraut?
I like sauerkraut.
I'm out on the sauerkraut.
I never used to. I'm starting to like it now.
Well, I love sauerkraut.
Yeah, starting to grow on me.
You won't even eat it for New Year's?
No. I'll eat the sausage.
Always had to have a little pinch of it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Mom always made me that. Good luck. Good luck for you.
That is.
I'm going down.
Just like medicine.
Yep. But also, the thing about Brad Evers is that his son's point guard at St. Henry High School. So he's listening to every word.
I got to watch him then.
Keep
him away from my practice.
That's right. Mr. Overlust texts in, says Franklin is just south of Valley View.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And he says they will beat St. Mary's. So,
ooh.
And Mr. Overla, he knows his football.
Especially all around.
We'll beat St. Mary's.
We know a lot around here, but
he's a pretty good egg. We set mine there at the old football game.
Yeah,
we're pretty lucky to have that guy.
We got a good one.
Yeah,
there. Absolutely.
Yeah, we got her going right now here at the old school. Yep. I say
administration solid.
Very impressed.
Athletic director
shaky.
Yeah, I love Brent. He's awesome. He's awesome. I look forward to, you know, I look forward to every time I have the opportunity to speak with him. He's been phenomenal to work with.
And then you've talking about your girls program and sharing a gym and working with Holly, and everything's going great there.
Everything's great there. You know, she's blessed. She has a really solid, awesome staff, you know, and Googs and you know, and having Bonnie. I mean, they're solid. They're in good hands there. Yeah. They're doing a great job.
I think so too. It's top of the hour, and I know you wouldn't mind going home sometime soon. But
I have a little trip.
I really appreciate you stopping.
We sure do.
And that door's always open during the season, and we like to come up and.
Especially
nothing
getting
better.
Big games coming up. Ooh, we love having Coach come in.
Yeah,
it's good right now because I'm undefeated.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm undefeated right now.
One of the best I've seen.
Yeah, but you haven't won any yet.
Well,
he does got to win one pretty soon.
That's Coach Jim Melton, and he's getting ready for basketball season, folks. It's going to be a good one.
It's coming soon.
He'll be. You'll see him around town all the time. And Coach, thanks for stopping out.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
We're going to take a break. Top of the hour, we're going to come back and talk a little Ohio State football. Number one, the BCS.
Yes, sir.
Sports Talk.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery Friends of the Library will once again host the Scholastic Book Fair at the Fort Recovery Public Library Monday, November 11th through Sunday the 17th during regular library hours. And Sunday the 17th is also the Community Christmas Open House, so they'll be open on Sunday along with all the merchants from 11 to 4 that day. The annual Scholastic Book Fair is one of the most popular events that our library holds every year, so you don't want to miss it. Coming up November 11th through 17th during regular business hours, Monday through Christmas Open House on Sunday. All proceeds go toward purchasing books and materials to make your library even better. The Greenville Post Office will be holding a passport fair to help you with the process of getting your passport. It will be held on Saturday, November 30th from 9 to noon in the lobby of the post office in downtown Greenville. You don't need an appointment, and passport photo service will be available for only $15, cash, check, or money order only. You'll need to bring certain documentation to obtain your passport, and the details are available at travel.state.gov on what those documents are. So if you've been thinking about getting a passport, here's the easy way. Just head down to the Greenville Post Office on Saturday morning, November 30th, from 9 to noon. No appointment necessary. Go to travel.state.gov for details on what documentation you'll need to have with you that day. That day.
We're back.
Neil, don't yell at me.
We're back.
Yep, I saw you were texting, so.
Hey, I like the coach.
Somebody, yes.
He's going to be it.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's us.
Yeah.
He's the old, I love that.
Like you said, he's a basketball junkie.
Yep.
He loves
it. Oh, we got a phone call. Who we got there?
Who we got calling in?
Hello, who we got there?
Hi, it's me, Coach Gann.
Coach Holly Gann of the Lady Indians. How are you doing, Coach?
Not Scott. How's it going?
Are you a little nervous? We got an opener tomorrow with the old scrimmage.
We got an opener tomorrow, and I'm pretty excited.
I would say you are pretty excited, Holly.
That's awesome.
We want to get you up here on the air sometime. I know you're really busy. How's it going so far, kid?
No, I can't be more pleased with this group of girls that I have. I'm pretty lucky.
Yep.
I am very lucky to have them, you know, and coachable, work hard every day. The bottom line is this. They're having fun. We're having fun. That's, you know, great. We might be working hard and, you know, every now and then we might need to have a conversation because things aren't going the way we need them to go. But we're having some fun, and they're working hard. So I could tell them.
Well,
I've got to get a little better every day.
Absolutely.
That's right. Holly, we open.
One day at a time.
That's right. We open up tomorrow at 5 o'clock, Holly. Against St. Mary's. And is that a JV varsity scrimmage, or is that varsity only?
It is. So we have a pretty busy day tomorrow. National Honor Society also does their inductions tomorrow. So varsity is starting at 5 o'clock with a JV to follow.
Okay.
Because I got my older girls that are going to need to leave a little early for that. Because, you know, the beautiful thing is that our athletes are in everything.
Well, that's good.
You know, we've got smart athletes. We just try to make it all work. Yeah, we just, you know, that's great. Such well-rounded athletes we have, the girls are. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock.
Well, that's great.
St. Mary's.
And then we scrimmage again Saturday, is that correct?
Yeah, Bert Rushi, following week, we hit Lima Bath on Thursday, and then following week, Fort Laramie. I believe the Lima Bath and Fort Laramie ones are going to be tried. So we don't ever take it easy. I'm not sure. You know, the scrimmage schedule is, we got four of them. I also knew we needed four of them just to kind of figure out with numbers, and we've got to figure each other out. Coming out of a pretty successful summer, and we need to figure it out. Open on November 22nd at Crestview. Friday night game.
And I look forward to that. Holly, I was looking at the girls' schedule, and you know, a lot of them stood out with me. I see we play Blackford, which is a new team, on Tuesday the 10th.
Yeah.
And then on December the 28th, we're going to Canton to play in the Wishes Can Happen Holiday Classic, and that's a noon start on Saturday, December 28th. And talk a little bit about that.
Okay, so, you know, it brings back some old memories, Bob. You can recall this.
Absolutely.
See, I bet you made the trip. You made the trip to Berlin Highlands.
I did, absolutely. Loved it.
Yes, we did. And so, you know, this is one of those times when I've got a schedule for all parents, and they're a little nervous. I'm like, hey, we got a hotel. Yeah, we got a hotel. This is a great time to build some wonderful memories for these kids. And sometimes we forget that these are just high school girls.
Yeah.
You know, we ask them to dedicate all this time. So I like it. I love, like, this trip. This is going to be a great time for us as a team. You know, and we're going to see some really great teams up there.
Yeah, that's right.
Really great team. Berlin Island's going to be there. And Tri-Village is going to be there.
Well, yeah. Well, that's pretty cool that we get to go up and play, and the girls get experience some of that. When you talk about that, Holly, you know, when you look back at your playing days and what we got to do, and you know, our classic in the country trips were something lifetime. They were lifetime memories.
Absolutely. You know, and you're exactly right. And I think I tell the girls all the time, hey, this has to be fun for us.
Yep.
Now, things will come if you want to be here. You want to be here, and you want to be better. Everything, all the other pieces will fall into place. And those memories, that Berlin Highlands, and the fans, you know, just everything. That environment that was created there, that culture, traveling hours into the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
that is what I want to be able to give to these girls. That's it. Those are the experiences.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, hey, I appreciate you on short notice calling in and getting ready for tomorrow night. Thursday at 5 o'clock at St. Mary's in Fort Recovery, the opener scrimmage for the girls. And I expect we'll have a lot of Indian fans up there, Holly. And good luck tomorrow night, kid. And good luck the whole season. Absolutely. We'll get you up here.
Good luck, kiddo.
All right. Bye, guys. Have a good night.
See ya.
See ya, Holly.
That is Holly Gann, head coach of your Lady Indians, and we're going to have her up here in the future and talk a little bit about that. Coach Overla texted me in, and he said that and this is going to be good news for a lot of guys here. Girls and boys bowling officially voted in.
Oh,
as a MAC sport starting in 2020 and 2021. And he's going to come up on a show in the near future, and he's going to explain all that to
how
you.
Everything works.
And I'd say there ain't nobody happier than Corey Gerlach right now.
Oh, no. Yes. Corey loves it.
He has been working on that because he has some kids that have achieved some really great things, not only our kids, but some great kids in a lot of teams in the league.
Yeah.
And they get zero MAC recognition because it wasn't an official sport. And that's a crime, you know. Obviously, yes. I think we had 3 state championships in the last 5 or 6 years, and those kids don't get MAC recognition. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Of course, I hadn't been in Fort Recovery yet, but I think we're coming because we have some pretty good
bowlers.
I don't know what everybody else has.
It's too bad they didn't have it in 1983.
Ooh. Yeah, that's probably 81. True because that's
81. The team was loaded.
We'd have been solid.
Yep. I will tell you that from what I see of you guys now, I wouldn't doubt that you could have beat anybody in the state.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Thanks. Yes, I am, for once.
Thanks, bub.
Yep.
That's big.
Sophie, the CFP rankings come out, and the Buckeyes number one, and to no surprise, really. Well-deserved. I think the thing that surprised me was Penn State ahead of Clemson.
I agree 100%. That's kind of different. That surprised me completely.
Yeah.
They're good, though.
Well, yeah, Penn State's really good, but they haven't been getting any mentions that I hear, so I like that because, you know, I do not dislike Penn State. I like
Michigan beat Notre Dame. That's it. Yep. Just a lot of neat stuff goes into play with that
thing. Yeah, you know, when you look at that, and you can't help but to think, you know, Clemson's out, but Clemson's basically in. They got a 92% chance of winning the rest of their games because they play nobody.
They play nobody.
And guess what? Penn State's going to play Ohio State. Alabama's going to play LSU.
Yeah.
So Clemson next week's going to be in there, I would guess, because of the Alabama-LSU game. You know, when you look at that, and I do think that they got it right. I think if you look at overall college football, no team has been more impressive than our Buckeyes.
No, I agree 100%. I mean, we've sat down and watched this team, and there's just – they don't have many weaknesses.
There's a different vibe to this team.
Yes, and I don't know if it's just one coach that makes that big a difference or our coaching staff, but that new defensive came in, and my goodness, we got a great defense.
Yeah.
And they stop them.
Yeah, and Urban Meyer left. He said this is they got talent in this.
Yep.
And Chase Young's
a freak.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. You know, when you really, see somebody really like good. That, and you know, you know, last week week before he had four sacks. And you know, now you hear his name brought up a lot when the Heisman. And you hear the pundits say if that guy deserves to be in New York. And it's big. The Buckeyes got to finish it off. You know, we got two walkers here. We got Maryland and Rutgers.
Yeah, next to you. And then you just can't, you know, these are the kind of last couple of years, we always had that slip up.
Yeah.
You can't let these guys even come close. And then you just got to go finish the business.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll be a tough game. I mean, it'll be a tough, Penn State at home will be a war. And then you got to go up Michigan.
Yeah.
And that's going to be tough.
The thing is, and you know, a lot of people have talked about it, is if Ohio State beats Penn State and Michigan wins out and Ohio State would lose to Michigan and win the Big Ten championship, they have a legitimate shot of still making that Final Four. I think all the marbles is on this Penn State game. This is
We got to win that one.
This is the monster. If you lose that game, you're out. But if you beat Penn State, and I seen it as a noon kickoff. Now they moved that Penn State game to noon. So that's perfect.
That worked out pretty good for us.
My thing here still says that the Rutgers game is to be determined, but they get Michigan.
I hope they play that on Saturday night. That'd be a perfect Saturday nighter.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, that's right. It was nice to sit here and talk to Coach Melton, and he's a good dude.
He is. He's our kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's going to be fun to watch. He's got his philosophies. I mean, he's a little old school.
I felt bad. I'm hacking on him and sneezing on him, blowing boogers all over him.
He's old Mac.
He's putting a full shield up.
Full shield up every
He'll be
time.
Sick this week in practice. He's going to kill me.
Not coming back on the Bubba and Feet show ever again.
I was hoping that we'd get, I was really hoping that we'd get a call in. You know, we got Holly calling. I was hoping we'd get Whitehead call in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I thought he handled himself well after that game.
Yeah, he did a really good job. There's nothing better getting on the old social media and putting out some great comments.
He gonna kill Dustin Fox.
I'm gonna kill people. Unbelievable.
That,
it's hard to get.
How Freddie Kitchen still has a job.
I don't get it.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm dead wrong. I hope we win the next eight games.
Oh, I do. I hope we do too, but ugh.
We don't beat Buffalo.
They're talking
Sunday.
About how easy our schedule is going out. Well, Pittsburgh's playing good now.
Yeah.
So there's two that we're going to have a hard time winning.
Yeah.
Buffalo is a good team.
Oh,
we'll have a hard time winning that one up there. Yeah. I mean, we're going to be lucky
at home, right?
Half of them games.
Buffalo's at home, right?
Yeah. But, wow.
I just don't understand. Third and one, and Nick Chubb is not in that game. I want to know what his philosophy is.
What his thinking is there. I mean, if nothing else, put him back there for a decoy that might at least make him think you might hand this thing off. But no,
I don't know. I didn't hear anybody asking that question. What's your mentality at not having him?
Yeah, why is him he not in the game? And I'm sure he's going to say, "Well, Hilliard's a great running back. He's he's perfect too." But come on, this guy is. And, you know, in the New England game, you know, he comes out, the offensive lineman kicks the ball out of his hands, which is a freak play.
Yeah.
And then the kid makes an unbelievable play with that smash and knocks the ball out of his hands. But he ran for 125 yards in about a quarter.
Yeah.
They couldn't stop him.
Chubb don't fumble either. That was two freak fumbles.
They were freak fumbles. They can't stop him, and you don't give him the ball the rest of the game.
I don't get it.
No, you know, and then you look at look at OBJ, and it's like we don't even think about throwing him the ball.
And then I have a 14 parlay. I got three in my last game is the Browns.
Ooh. And of course, you took the Browns.
Of course, I took the Browns.
how much were they getting?
Don't worry about it.
Well, I mean,
they were given four.
They were giving. Oh,
yeah.
I just thought we'd win by seven.
Yeah.
Well, you got a rookie quarterback.
Should have.
By the way, I'm out on Coach Melton.
Yeah.
Yep. He just said go Steelers.
Ooh, that's bad.
Why would you be a Steeler fan? I don't understand that. There's a lot of Steeler fans.
There are a lot of Steeler fans.
One of them. Who's going up there this week? Back-to-back weeks he's been up there.
Is he really?
Yeah. Him and Kelson.
He's a season ticket holder.
He's got a season tickets, yep. He's a diehard. I'll give him that.
There are a lot of Steeler fans around here, and a couple of them are
stupid.
Mostly...
Stupid, is that what you're saying?
Well, maybe, but...
Idiots?
A lot of them are big-time Terry Bradshaw fans when they were really rolling, and Bradshaw was just one of those personalities that was just neat.
I just got a text. Ohio State is behind. They scored 4 points in the first 10 minutes.
That's not bad. At that rate, they'll have 16.
And they're only down 8-4.
Oh. Hey, their defense. That's Coach Melton right there.
There you go.
Got their defense going.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Two threes in their head.
I was hoping to get home to watch that, but evidently that's kind of a slow start.
Not be that exciting.
No, that's right. That's exactly right. What else going on?
I don't know. I liked our finish, football.
Yeah.
Thought the kids came out strong.
I did, too. I was glad to see that. We absolutely did. Yeah.
It's one of them deals where you come out, you're so excited about the season, and it doesn't go the way you want, but we finish it strong, and that gives everybody a good taste in their mouth, ready to play next year again, and
yep.
I think that'll be, we'll have a great team next year.
Yeah, we have the makings of it. You know,
we got the makings of a great team.
It was funny, and I've never bashed kids. I am not a kid basher.
No.
I'm not into that. That's not what we do this for.
No.
Makes me wish I was a kid then.
Well, that's a good point. I'm a Spency basher.
He's a Spency basher.
But I do it out of love.
I'm okay with that.
Because you're always bashing me. So we bash. We're bashers.
Yeah.
Bashers.
But we was watching our offensive line on a couple plays. And then we was watching a little bit of our defensive line.
Yeah.
And it just, we just don't blow off the ball.
No. I don't know if it's...
Now, here's my question.
How to do it, or we're a little nervous for...
No, here's my question. And I don't know enough about football. Are they supposed to blow off the ball? I mean, I don't know. But I was watching, and it was like, dude, man.
I mean, there's so many things that go out there, and you don't understand.
Yeah.
But I wish I understood football a little more than line play.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, we talked about it, and Brent talked about it, you know, the other day about, you know, we got to slide to the left when this guy's coming or slide
completely
to the
out of my. I didn't know anything about it.
I was like, really?
Yep.
I had no idea.
We all agreed with
you
him.
You know, and if one kid doesn't get the memo, hey, we're sliding left, and he slides right.
We're going to do the cha cha slide.
And it's not good. That can't be good.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was good. It's a great win. I mean,
good win.
It was good to see Riley Heiser run one in for a touchdown.
Yeah,
it was,
he got a little touchdown.
Smitty was phenomenal. Yep. Friday.
Smitty played good.
Owen Mormon played really well.
Owen Mormon had a great game.
Jacob Atchison had 500 tackles.
Yep. He didn't have 500.
Well, it was 382.
Okay, all right, that's good.
And an interception. And
well,
you know, it was just fun to watch that.
Yeah, and if you listen to the game or the show last Wednesday night, and it's in the archives of the seniors' fee, and what a great group, and them guys going out like that.
Yeah, that's kind of the way you always want them seniors to go out, is get that last win, and you can always remember, hey, we won our last one anyhow. So.
No.
Yeah,
and in the post game interview, Brent went through pretty much every one of those seniors and what they did, especially that night, but for the season, and you know, a couple of them were injured, so they didn't play, but you know, he had nothing but good things to say. That's in the archives if you want to go listen to it. It's about the last 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes of the broadcast, but
that's always
he just really,
as a coach, it's always kind of kids. It's a tough thing that last game, because you realize that's it. You know, ain't coaching you anymore. That's it. You know, they're done.
Marcellus does a nice thing there if they're seniors and they had their ball dropping, like, and the seniors walk around the field.
Yeah, they go around the
senior
take
walk.
Take one more trip around
one the more lap around the field.
And all the seniors, and that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think everybody has their own tradition, and that's pretty cool, and I like that. So we got a scrimmage tomorrow night at home at 5 o'clock.
Can't wait.
You going to be up there?
I am.
Oh, that's the girls, correct?
That is the girls. Yep.
5 o'clock. And the way Holly said, it sounds like the varsity's going to go first. So if you want to see the varsity, you better get up there at 5.
5 o'clock, and then Saturday they go to Rushi, and that's a Saturday morning, and it's basketball season, folks, and it's a wonderful time of the year.
Round ball's going to start back.
That's right. And we want to thank Coach Melton for coming up tonight, and I want to thank all of our sponsors for making Sports Talk
what it is.
Make it possible for us to come up here and blab on Wednesday nights. We want to thank you for listening.
Yep.
We'll be back next Wednesday night. I think Jack's back next Wednesday for Inside. Shout out to Delbert Kaufman. We got our prayers for you, buddy. Hang in there.
Yep. Hanging tough.
And Delbert is just, he's about as fine a gentleman as ever come out of this town.
One of the best.
He's having some hard times, and prayers go out to Delbert and all his family, and hang in there, buddy, and we're thinking about you. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. See you next week.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.